think if I call him back, I'll just say my name's Aviana. How may I help you?
What?
My name is Aviana.
Listen, I want to know why you charged me $67.32.
Okay, so I can check and see why you're real.
You know what? This is fraud. This is fraud. I only bought a watch and paid the shipping. I only paid, let's see, I got it right here. I paid $5.74. They took money off because I got my MasterCard.
Jake, can I have a zip code?
Excuse me?
Your zip code?
I can't hear you.
Could I please have your zip code?
11590.
First and last name?
Caputo, Juliet. Is this California?
So I am a third-party call center. I work for multiple different agencies.
Miss, I didn't order anything for $62 and $67.32. I want my account credited. Or I want my money back. I'm going to call the bank and tell them what you did.
Okay. So could you spell your last name for me?
C-A-P-U-T-O. Juliet.
Okay, so I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you
11590. How come I have a charge here? It says here with your phone number, 877-282-624. No, that's not it. Hold it. Wait a minute. It says 844-489-7462. High value. Now, I did order one watch. I don't know if I got it. I sent it to my sister, and she came back from Florida today, so I don't know if she got it.
Okay.
That one I ordered. I didn't order anything from you people for $67.32.
Could I have your phone number?
516-833-7003.
Okay, give me 1 second.
It was taken out of my checking account.
So, no, ma'am. I still don't see anything here matching information. When did they take the money out of your account?
5-6-2022, May 6th. And the watch that I ordered was on May 2nd. And I paid $574 just for the shipping. Do you know if they shipped out the watch?
So I have to pull up the account first, ma'am. Do you know the last 4 digits of the card that was billed?
Yeah, my checking account, 8401.
Okay. So I do apologize, ma'am. I'm not seeing anything here matching any of the information that you provided. You can try giving us a call back within 10 to 15 minutes. Sometimes we do have delays in our system when it comes to adding certain accounts, and we may just not be able to pull it up right now. Or you can try contacting your financial institution to see if they can give you the correct customer service number to that transaction.
I have two transactions with both the same, and it says high value. What's high value?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Now, wait a minute. Let me pull the order. Maybe you have an order number?
We can try that.
All right, hold on for a minute. I got to go by my desk and get it. I went to the bank, and I'm outraged about this because it's ridiculous. I didn't order anything for $67.62. Let me see here if I got the order here. Okay. Here it is. I got it. A minute. Let me go back. Ouch! Tiger, stop! Okay. Let me go back to see what the story is on here. Wait a minute. My phone is on the floor.
Okay.
Okay. me see. Let me see if there's an order number on here. I noticed there was no phone number in here. Okay. Let's see. I have a couple pages here. It says, let me see here. I don't know. There's a number here. Maybe this is the order number. It doesn't really say order number. 5364291010000. 13429. Maybe that's the order number.
Okay, so let me check. So no, ma'am, I don't see anything here matching that either. So what I would suggest, since it's not in our system, I would try contacting the bank to see if they can help you with processing those charges. But
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me keep looking here. Oh, here's the order number right here. It says order ID 25994-7631. 25994-7631.
Okay.
Now that's the order for the 574. I don't have an order for $67.26. Let me see.
So this account is under the name Teresa I L A.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's under. It was the shipping information. That's my sister's name. And it's my email and my phone number because I bought it for her.
Yes,
and then,
so that's why we weren't able to pull it up. They had it under her
Teresa
name.
Alarious. Yeah, but she didn't pay for it.
Yes,
I paid the $574 because it was a gift to my sister for her birthday.
Okay, could you verify your address for me?
My address is 1299. The billing is my address. Julia Caputo, 1299 Corporate Drive, Apartment 201, Building 2 in Westbury, New York, 11590.
It goes under the shipping. Everything is labeled under the shipping information. So do you know the shipping address?
Yeah, okay. The shipping address is going to 65 Timber Ridge Drive in Holbrook, New York, 11741. Yeah, the shipping information, that I put my sister. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So I see a charge here for $67.32 for our premium ultra smartwatch. That was on the 5th of May. It was a part of the trial when you first purchased the product for $5.74. They stated in the terms and conditions that after purchasing that, you would have to pay the full amount for a subscription, which was $67.32.
No, they never said that to me, and I never read that. That's what, no, I'm sorry. No. Nope.
So
and I don't want it. I don't want the subscription. You know, they play games. They say, oh, you get this watch just for the the shipping. And then they charge you things. And maybe it's in the fine print, but I didn't see anything. And I didn't order. I only ordered the watch.
Okay. So would you like me to cancel that for you? Would you like the cancellation number?
Oh, you canceled it for me?
Yes, no, I can get it canceled.
Okay, let me write this down. The cancel. So are you going to cancel both things and I'll send the watch back?
So you do get to keep the watch due to COVID. We can't accept the items back.
Okay, so then what? Are you gonna credit the $67.32?
So I can do a 35% refund.
What do you mean 35% refund?
Because it was stated in our terms and conditions.
Honey, I didn't see anything. You can't say that. No, there was nothing. I have the whole thing. I printed it out. It doesn't even say the phone number on here. Who to call?
Yes, ma'am.
I got the phone number on my bank statement. That's how I'm calling you. It says complimentary smartwatch offer expiring. It doesn't say anything about, it says claim your free now before this offer expires. It doesn't say anything that I have to subscribe to anything. I read everything on these papers, nothing. This is a scam.
Okay. So the best I can do for you is a 50% refund.
How much? No, I want the whole refund. I'm going to make a report to the Better Business Bureau. What is the phone? What is the address of this company?
I can try to seek my supervisor for you. Just give me one.
I want my whole money back because this is a fraud. This is to get money out of people that they don't deserve. You shouldn't advertise for something for $5.74 and then tell me later that I have to pay for a subscription. They never said anything to me about this. I want the $67.32 credit back to my account. I want the money because they got the money from my checking account. Listen, I'm disabled. This is my disability money.
Okay. So I was able to process a full refund. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, give me the particulars of the confirmation. Give me something. Can you send something to my Gmail?
Yes,
for
ma'am.
The credit?
Yes, ma'am.
It's avalonlady57@gmail.com. Can you send it now?
So it's an automated system. I did go ahead and get that cancellation process, so you should be receiving an email within 24 hours.
All right, it's a cancellation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
and
so
the
give me the
refund as well.
Huh?
The refund as well.
All right, so how am I getting my refund?
So you'll receive it back to the same card that it was billed from within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay, now give me the confirmation number.
C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute. C as in Charlie.
7211.
7211.
905.
805. 852.
852.
Okay, what is your name?
Aviana,
A-V-I-O-N-E.
A-V-I-O-N-E.
Avian. All right, so Avian, what time did I call you?
So it is 2:41 a.m.
All right, 2:41 a.m. All right, this is 2022. Today is Saturday, right? May 14th. All right, and my confirmation number, I'm going to repeat it. C like cat. 7211905852. All right. So my refund will go back to my checking account in 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Back to checking account. Okay. All right. Thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. So it's the amount is $67.32, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what about the $5.94?
So you already received the product. I can't process a refund for that.
Okay. All right, but I am going to get. Do you know if the profit? If the product was delivered to my sister?
Let me see.
Teresa Alaria. Let me see if it said when it was going to deliver it. I don't know. It said. Let's see.
So give me 1 second, I can track your package.
Okay, because I don't have anything. I didn't get no email, nothing to say that the package was delivered.
All right, so just give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay, I'm giving you time.
So it was shipped out on the 2nd of May.
All right, so how long does it take? From where was it shipped out from?
From California. It does say that your product was already delivered.
All right, it was shipped on what day? May 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
5/2/2022. All right, and she should have gotten it, but she wasn't there, so I don't know. Maybe she got her mail today and got it. I don't know.
Yes,
okay, listen, thank you, Avion. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Thanks for serving and be safe. And I'll call you if I have a problem getting the money.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too. Try to get some sleep.